Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I hope you're getting out today and enjoying some of this unseasonably warm weather that we're having here in Michigan. This is unbelievable. Bob, I got plants coming up in my gardens. It's amazing. I mean, crap, it's middle of March. We usually don't plant stuff up here until after Memorial Day. I mean, it's crazy how warm it is right now.
I love it. I'm wearing shorts, man.
It's yeah.
Perfect. So tired of blue jeans. But I'm not tired of fish. I'm just really getting into the fish mode these days. And I thought a little freshwater fish on the grill would be good. And when I get stuck, I just pick up the phone and I start calling my buddies. And one of them is down in Lafayette, Louisiana. And his name is T-Gid on the grilling line right now.
Hey, bonsoir, monsieur.
How are you, pal?
Man, if I'd be doing any better, somebody would want to tax it. I don't know, man. It's good.
Well, we just want to talk a little bit about some freshwater grilling. And when you and I were talking the other day, you were talking about how you like to grill bass. And I kind of cringed because I always throw bass back. I don't even try and fish for bass. So tell me where I'm wrong.
Man, I tell you what, it's the other white meat. I mean, it's delicious. I can't imagine. When you throw them back, throw them my way, you know, because we have a little beautiful fishing spot that was rated the best fishing lake in the nation as Bassmasters rated it number one in the country, and it's called Toledo Bend. And we have a little place up there, and we love to go fishing, whether it's brim or sockeye, which you people call crappies. And then bass, the beautiful largemouth bass. And, you know, when we catch a slew of them, you know, we fillet them, and some people fry them, which, you know, everything fried is good, I guess, you know. But if you want to change it up, man, you can throw a little Cajun spice on there, and, you know, you can pan sear it in a black iron skillet on the grill, get the pan real hot, or you can put it on the grill and kind of broil it or bake it, you know, in some aluminum foil with a little sliced julienne onions and bell pepper, a little garlic, and it's just... it's delicious. I think people have a tendency to overcook fish. You know, you get the meat temperature up to about 165, 170, which does not take long at all, and serve it piping hot. And I guarantee you, you're going to be coming back for more.
Wow, that sounds excellent.
Sure does. Gid, hey, man, how you been? It's been a long winter. We're just getting a little break from it up here. You all right?
Oh, no, man, the spring has sprung down in southern Louisiana. You know, I had some medical issues last year, but God was good, man. You know, we got all that taken care of, and we're just blowing and going, you know. Hey, Bob, check this out. We didn't talk about this, but this is something we did here recently, a partner of mine. Y'all got blue point crabs up on the East Coast, right? I mean, those beautiful blue point crabs.
Yeah, yes, they do.
You familiar with that?
Okay, yes.
Well, most people do what with that? They boil them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, well, try this. Next time, we'll get you a couple dozen fresh blue point crabs and put them upside down whole. You know, you want to get them cold so they're not moving because, you know, you don't want, you know, the pita people to be coming chasing you. But you just put them on the grill.
See a burning crab running through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure my hound's going to look at that a little sideways when those goes crawling.
Look like a Schwarzenegger movie going on. Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible. But what we did is we just put them upside down on the grill, probably about a dozen or so at a time, and you mix your little wine and butter sauce and the garlic and a little lemon juice, salt and pepper, and you saute that down on the grill, and you just kind of spoon it over the crab, and I don't know how, but it gets into the meat somehow, and you just bake them until you pull the leg off and the meat comes out freely. Dude, I know we're talking about fish, but this is a seafood, just kind of like a fish, but unbelievable.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's a fish with a shell, that's all.
Yeah, that's right. I tell you, I'll never eat my wife is a crab freak. When I tell you she'll sit down for 3 hours and not get up eating ball crabs, I brought her some of these home. She said, don't ever ball crabs again. Put them on the ground.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great tip. So you were talking about shellfish on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite?
My favorite shellfish?
Yeah.
Well, what do y'all call them? Y'all call them what, crayfish or crawdad?
Yeah, okay.
No, but you were talking about taking a fish with scales and cutting it in half, and you call it shellfish on the grill.
Yeah, no, we call that redfish on the half shell.
You know? Oh, okay.
But you were close. I give you points. So that's a C+.
My memory's pretty crabby.
No, that's but no, you basically take any kind of fish that has a pretty rigid scale. You know, I guess you could use a red snapper. You could definitely use a we call them redfish down here. It's kind of like in the carp family, but it's delicious. And you basically don't fillet. You just come behind the gill plate and you just fillet it down, or you just pass your electric knife down the backbone, but keep going through the tail and leave the scales on it. And then you take that, the whole piece with the scales, and you season the meat side, a little lemon, a little butter, a little seasoning, and you just put it on the grill, shell side down or the scale side down, and what's going to happen is that shell, the scale side, is going to turn into a shell. It's going to harden. It's going to start curving up, become hard and rigid, and all that moisture from the meat stays in the meat. You're not losing on the backside. And then when you go to serve it, you basically serve it the whole side of the fish on the plate, and you just eat it off the shell. We call that red fish on the half shell.
Nice. Wow, so do you throw a little dill and lemon on there or something like that on top while you're grilling it?
Yeah, I mean, I like using, they have a lot of good national brands, but I use kind of like it's a Greek seasoning blend. It has a lot of herbs and stuff, and then I kind of doctor it up like we all do. You know, you kind of just do it yourself. But I add a little bit of fresh dill weed in there, and then I add some butt rub or a little bit of, a little bit more cayenne because I like it a little bit hotter than most people. And then and you just kind of grind it up real good, and, I mean, you cake it on. You don't lightly sprinkle it. This is something that you can cake it on because it's just on the outside. It really doesn't get into the meat. That way, when you bite into it, you got an explosion in your mouth.
Makes a pretty cool presentation.
Oh, it's absolutely, especially on blackened fish. I mean, you get that skillet hot, you put that coating on both sides, and you pan sear with a fresh butter, not margarine, just real butter. Put it in there and just blacken on one side, flip it over. I mean, it's 2 minutes on both sides, and then it's turn it down on low or put it off the fire, and then just kind of wait about another 2 minutes or so. Absolutely, the crunch, the flavor, and the texture is just unbelievable.
Mm. Man, you're making my mouth water. Hey, tell us one thing about your shellfish, your crawdads. Okay, we don't get a lot of them up here, but our markets carry them, and I'm pretty sure that you've got a secret or two that our listeners would like to know about that.
Well, you know, I mean, just like anything, I'm always learning. It's just like barbecuing. You know, you talk to somebody who, you know, you think just when you know it all, you talk to somebody, it's like, man, that's what you do. I was talking to a friend of mine. I mean, there's different seasonals that you can put in the water. Some people season the water. Some people season them after they boil them. They boil them in fresh water. But one of the things I heard that was just absolutely, it sounded perfect, was putting a stick of butter in there. Because just like when you boil in pasta or whatever, it kind of just gives it a little bit more lubrication, a little bit more flavor. But we use a lot of lemon. We use a lot of seasoning. You know, there's nothing worse than eating a bland
awesome.
Crawfish.
That's awesome. Dude, we're out of time. I got one thing to say to you, pal.
Yeah, talk to me.
Laissez les bons temps rouler.
Oh, you almost had it.
I'm working on it.
I love your effort. All right. I love it.
Yeah, well, we love you too, man.
T-Gid, take care of yourself, brother. We'll be talking to you soon.
Hey, God bless y'all, and y'all have a good time doing it, brother.
All right, buddy. Coming up next, we're going to touch a naked oyster. Stick with us. We'll be back.
So take it.